Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
John Cook is live outside the ABP meat processing plant in Nenagh in County Tipperary, where protests have continued there and elsewhere today. John, you were explaining to us what had been happening there throughout the day when we lost you.
Yes, Mary, and throughout the day here, well, farmers were maintaining their protests. No slaughtering was taking place earlier today. Trucks were parked outside. And the first person I spoke to at ABP in Nenagh, where 300 people are employed, was one of the lorry drivers who was parked up for 4 hours. He's a man called John Kelly. He told me he raises around 500 cattle himself in County Roscommon and brings them to the factory in his own truck. I asked him what he was carrying today.
I have 15 bullocks that are black whiteheads, and they'll be going over age on Thursday, so I have to get them killed today or I'll be losing my bonuses, Hereford bonus, and also my quality assurance on them, which is equivalent to about €120 per beast on the 15 cattle I have on the lorry. I feel that I'm a target of the protest because I wanted to get my cattle killed. I'm losing €120 a head as of today if they don't get killed. And I have more cattle at home to come tomorrow in the same boat. Cattle are going over 30 months.
Have they blocked you?
Well, they haven't really blocked me. They've told me I can come on ahead when they feel they'll let me in.
So you're hoping to reach agreement. You don't want to pass their picket otherwise, is
exactly,
that it?
Yes. Yes.
And what do you think of the protest in general?
We won't win by standing out here. We have to go on round table and talks. And that's, I think, what has to be done. But the way the whole thing is in Europe and Brexit, it's a bad time what we're trying to do.
You don't think maybe this is the best time for this protest? So we heard about this Chinese delegation as well. Or is that a big issue for you?
Well, it is, yeah. But APB here are sending meat to China. So I think it's a bad time, the whole lot, the timing of it. We should have sat down and talked and try and resolve all this beforehand.
And that was John Kelly from County Roscommon with his truckload of cattle. John Cook, once more, let's go back to you. And I think you're back on the line. Were farmers blocking trucks in breach of court order today? And I should say, for anybody who's just joining us, you're in Nenagh.
That's right, at ABP meets in Nenagh, where there were protests maintained by beef farmers throughout the day. Mary, and apologies for the disconnects there on our phone lines earlier on. Farmers seem divided today as to whether they should continue to maintain their protest or peaceful protest or actual blocking trucks from getting inside the factory in the face of those court orders issued in the High Court yesterday. One farmer I met insisted they were simply maintaining a peaceful protest. Her name was Margaret. She had demands written on her placards, and I asked her to talk me through them. Her first and foremost was a fair price for her meat.
We produce the best beef in the world and we're getting a paltry amount for what we get. We're on the lowest step of the ladder. Then the 30 months rule. If an animal goes over a day over 30 months, the factories are entitled to reduce that animal's cost by 12 cents per kilo. If it has more than 4 movements, which is...
Does that mean if it's changed hands?
If it's changed
different
hands
owners?
More than 4 times. The producer is the first movement. Then the second movement, if it goes to the factory goes to the market to be sold. And then if you have a farm up the road or down the road and you have to move it from one farm to the other because you're out of grass or you need housing or whatever, that's another movement.
You want
and
that
factory,
abolished.
Abolish that.
And the 70
factory
days.
Is entitled to reduce your fee, your pay then by 12 cents.
The 70 days
again.
Rule then?
The 70 days rule then is if I buy an animal from a quality assured farm, before the 70 days are up, if I sell that animal, then another 12 cents is reduced on the price. So you're back to next to nothing for your product.
There's lorries parked out on the road. You say you haven't been blocking them.
No, I have no.
Because you know there's a court order.
Because I know there's a court order. I haven't been blocking them. I've walked up and down here peacefully protesting, peacefully saying I'm entitled to walk up and down here because I have a constitutional right to protest.
This lorry's going to drive into the factory
yeah,
now,
no,
bringing cattle through.
Driving away, doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Our peaceful protest is here to highlight what we see as the terrible, terrible injustice being done to farmers. Every farmer in rural Ireland who produces beef has been driven off the land. The young people have no hope at all of working on the land because there's no living to be got for it. That's why half our population is in Dublin, with houses costing 2 and 3 millions. and a rental costing 3,000 a month. That's what's happening to Ireland, and it is so sad.
That's Tipperary beef farmer Margaret maintaining a peaceful protest. Were other farmers, John, blocking trucks in breach of court orders?
Yes, Mary, other farmers remain more defiant. They were blocking trucks, they told me, as they had done prior to the High Court injunction. They gathered round a cattle trailer to talk with a local solicitor they'd called in then to advise them about the court's restrictions, and they seemed disappointed when he told them they could be in trouble with the law themselves or putting their own farms at risk. Local Gardaí were watching on as this solicitor spoke to farmers. And I spoke to Kieran Delaney afterwards. He's a farmer from Rosscrea, to find out what their next plans were. I watched two lorries drive into the factory and unload their cattle at the same time. So I asked Kieran if the blockades had now been lifted. At that point, he said they would continue to prevent other trucks from getting in.
We are blocking them. We had to let in two trucks, one with bulls in it. They were gone very agitated in the truck. Another one, there was a bull gone down in the trailer. I got up, checked that myself to make sure there was a bull gone down. And because it was an animal rights issue then, we definitely let in that truck.
You didn't want the animal to suffer longer in the truck, is that what you mean?
Yes, we didn't want the animal to suffer any longer in the truck, and we're not going to be responsible for animal issues like that.
Now, I know from talking to management here at ABP and Nina, there was no slaughtering taking place earlier. I'm sure that's going to change now that two trucks full of cattle have been brought in. But so where does your protest stand?
Well, our protest is still standing at the minute. We have a lot of lads getting disheartened by the bully tactics of the courts, the injunctions and stuff. We have a lot of farmers even suffering with depression, and they're talking about going for medical advice and stuff.
You were getting legal advice when I arrived too. You called a local solicitor. If I heard him correctly, he said you're sitting ducks here now to be arrested by the Gardaí that I can see driving up and down the road by us as well, and that have come to talk to you. You could be arrested because you're in breach of a court order blocking trucks.
That's correct, but farmers are so desperate at the minute, they're willing to take the risk. We're telling anyone you are at your own risk. We're explaining the situation, but farmers are staying loyal together here.
So two trucks have been allowed into ABP and Nina. What's the plan now going forward for the protest this afternoon?
Well, we're still holding the rest, and we actually have no plan on that issue yet. We're hoping they'll turn around and do the decent thing and go home.
What's been happening since, John, outside the ABP factory?
Well, as I've been speaking to you, Mary, a number of lorries and tractors carrying cattle trailers have gone through the gates, and the protesters have left in the last while. As they were talking to me throughout this afternoon, they were watching what was going on in the High Court, and we've been hearing in the last while that Dawn Meats has sought what are believed to be the first of a number of committal orders against protesters, ignoring the court orders made yesterday on blockades. And as you heard in their news at 5 o'clock, further injunctions to be sought by other processors is expected in the coming days. The legal threat has led the protesters here to suspend their blockades. I'm told Kieran, who was speaking to me there, has told me in the last few minutes that farmers have suspended the blockades pending further developments at the High Court. Protesters remain at other plants around the country, though, with the IFA represented in the High Court as well this evening and pledging to oppose any orders to jail farmers, saying hauling them before the courts will solve nothing.
John Cook in Nina, thank you very much.